Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Mike Steven in for Bob Surratt on the Big Morning Show today. Happy to be here and thanks for joining us today. 312-981-7200 is our phone and our text line. And as we round out 2021, gliding into 2022, along with us on that little glide is COVID-19. And with us to give an update on where things stand with the pandemic and to answer some questions, Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Central DuPage Hospital. Dr. Most, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you. Well, same to you. Hopefully everyone's staying safe.
Hopefully that is the name of the game here. We're thinking about, good times this week with New Year's Eve. And not to be a Debbie Downer, but when you look at the charts, I'm looking at this right now, the cases of COVID-19 and how it there's that chart that graphs, you know, the cases depending on the day and the month. It is going in the wrong direction. Those cases are spiking almost vertically, it seems.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we saw in South Africa and in the UK. So this is not unexpected. And the number of the cases is probably actually 3 to 4 times higher than what's actually being reported there, because you can't even get a test or you don't want to wait in line for a test.
Right.
But we know that Omicron is a little bit less severe, so people are just kind of tolerating it.
Is that the case? I know we're hearing reports that, oh, Omicron isn't as severe as the Delta variant or the Alpha variant. Does that seem to be what we are noticing here?
Yeah, the beauty of the way that this is spreading around the world is we're lagging behind, you know, South Africa and UK and parts of Europe by about a week or so. So we're seeing that less severe, many more cases, and less likely to end up in the hospitalization and less likely to need oxygen. So we're finding that this is a virus that actually is more of an upper respiratory, so in our nose and the back of our throat, versus getting into the lungs, which Delta did is so very well and caused all the problems.
You know, we hear, oh, Omicron isn't as bad, and that may be true, but I think, you know, we should follow that up with the caveat, you still don't want to get it, because maybe we hear, oh, it isn't as bad, I can be a little bit more relaxed with masking or distancing. And that is a danger as well. So we want to make sure that we understand that this is still a serious disease, this Omicron variant.
100%. And got to remember that, you know, we have vaccination rates about 60%. So when we're talking about it not being as bad and really less severe, we're talking about those people who have already been vaccinated. Our big concern is twofold. One is the impact of this on unvaccinated people who still have comorbidities, as well as the impact on the workforce, which is really the one that you saw this weekend when all these flights were being canceled. You have to remember the same thing is going on in the hospitals, which are still being stressed. So please, the message is still get vaccinated, still be very careful, and do all the things to slow the spread of this, which appears is not going to happen.
Yeah. 312-981-7200 is our phone and our text line. A couple of questions rolling in here on the text line, Dr. Most. This question from area code 847, is it too late to get the booster? What do you say to that?
No, not at all. Depending on when you got your second shot or if you got J&J, you know, you certainly can get the booster. And we found that when you get the booster, the impact of the booster is much, much quicker than the 28 days or, you know, 20 days that we saw with the regular vaccine. So certainly anybody who's due for the booster can get the booster. Please get boosted. We know that those are the individuals that really do well, and Omicron is barely a little, you know, a bad cold for them. So certainly getting the booster is very important.
Another question from our text line, 312-981-7200. This is also from area code 847. 847 says, my son-in-law was sick with COVID in early October. He was fully vaccinated with 2 Pfizer doses. He was treated with monoclonal antibodies. When can he get his booster? Can he get it now?
He can get it today. Yep, he can get it today. He is good to go based on when he got his vaccines. And also, he's an individual that's going to have not only immunity from the vaccines, but also natural immunity from having the illness itself. So those individuals are in the best position for future, because we know Omicron is causing breakthrough cases. In other words, people who have been fully vaccinated are still getting this illness. So that individual will be in a much better position with not only natural immunity, but immunity from the vaccine.
720 WGN. Good Monday morning. Mike Steven here with you in for Bob Surratt today. On the line with us, Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Central DuPage Hospital, talking about some issues related around COVID-19. And of course, if you have questions, 312-981-7200. Some texts rolling in here. So Dr. Most, a question I'm seeing here on the text line, and something that this is, I think, something we need to emphasize, the issue around masking. With Omicron, it seems to be incredibly transmissible. And so we want to emphasize the importance of proper masking. And I know that in terms of what kind of masking, we're seeing reports that say you got to have at least a surgical mask for this Omicron variant. A N95 mask would probably be better, but there have been a lot of breakthrough cases in the fully vaccinated. So proper masking and distancing is really important here.
100%, Mike. And, you know, people really need to wear the wear the mask appropriately. Wear it over your nose. Wear it tight to your face, as tight as you can to your face. And like you said, some individuals are wearing cloth masks because they're more comfortable, but we know that they don't work as well. So certainly the surgical masks is going to be the one that is going to be great. N95s, we're not seeing as big of concern about hospitals not having them as we did a year ago at this time. So certainly those are available, and the KN95s are just as well. So certainly wearing the mask, doing the distancing, washing your hands. But like we've said, you know, we don't want to get this illness. You know, we don't want to get it for two reasons. One, our own health, but two, it's allowing it to spread. And I hate to say it, people, but when we have this many cases, the chance for another variant actually increases. So we certainly don't want that to happen.
Oh, man, I don't even want to think about another variant. Yeah. You know, speaking of variants, we're talking about Omicron here, but this is a question from area code 708 on the text line. What about Delta? Delta is still out there, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. So if you look at the cases in the hospital now, they're all Delta right now. So we still are seeing Delta. We're still seeing Delta in Illinois for sure. Omicron will start to push it out. But we have to remember that the Deltas, that the individuals who got Delta a week, 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, that are still having it, those are the individuals who are going to still be stressing the hospital system. So we're certainly seeing a lot of Delta. Believe me, Omicron is going to push, but we are seeing a lot of Delta still.
Question that I'm seeing also come in here at 312-981-7200 is a question about, can you get reinfected? So let's say you get Delta later on, can you get Omicron, or can you go vice versa? Is it possible for that to happen?
100%. So we're seeing the reinfection rate, not only individuals who've been fully vaccinated, but individuals who had COVID prior. So individuals who had COVID early on, this time last year, we'll say, you know, certainly can get Omicron and can get the illness again. It's just like we do with influenza, kind of like, well, wait a second, I got influenza, why can I get it again? Because there are more than one strain, which is exactly what we're seeing here, where you had the initial strain, the Delta strain, the Omicron strain. So certainly individuals can get it. Their natural immunity will protect them from getting a bad infection, but they certainly can still get infected.
You mentioned the flu. We're in flu season. I mean, that's still a thing. So are we seeing an uptick in cases when it comes to the flu?
Absolutely. So we're seeing influenza A already. We saw it just around the beginning of December and starting to see increases there. And the concern we have there with influenza, and people have to understand, influenza kills about 30,000 people in the United States every year. So it's not just this little incidental infection. But well, our biggest concern is people were so focused on getting the vaccine for Delta, or for COVID, that many have put off the flu vaccine. So certainly we're telling people, make sure you get influenza vaccine as well, because we are starting to see a lot of cases. And again, that's a highly infectious disease.
Some questions here about the booster. So in terms of, let's say, this is Jean who's who called in here from Hinsdale. She's saying that, well, what if you have the common cold? You just have the run-of-the-mill cold. Can you still get a booster shot if you have the cold?
Absolutely. So no reason to not get the booster shot if you just have some mild upper respiratory symptoms. Individuals who are very sick with a bad infection, whether it be pneumonia or something with high fever, we're going to ask you to wait a little bit until you kind of get rid of that, let your immune system fight that off. But someone who just has some minor cold symptoms, absolutely you can get the booster.
And all right, let's say you've got an exposure. Let's say you've been exposed to someone who tested positive for COVID-19. What do you do? Do you have to wait before you test? What is that waiting time before you want to get that test so you properly know if you have this or not?
Yeah, you know, if you don't have any symptoms, but you had a really good exposure, you still are going to say, well, wait a second, could I have an asymptomatic case or a mildly symptomatic case? And that's true. So, you know, you want to wait those 3 to 5 days, you know, to make sure. And I will tell you, it will be more and more difficult to get a test. So anybody who's been exposed and has even mild symptoms, you can assume you're a positive. So really kind of big thing right now with New Year's Eve coming up here is quarantine. If you've been exposed, let's try to minimize the impact of this over the next weekend.
So New Year's Eve is coming up, like you said, Dr. Most. I mean, do you have advice? Because some of us want to get out there. We want to live a little bit. What should we do in terms of safety in New Year's Eve coming up here?
Yeah, you know, if you're going to go to a New Year's Eve party, it's not unusual for people right now to say, hey, come to my house for a New Year's Eve party, but I want to make sure you're fully vaccinated. We have to remember that the unvaccinated is the population that we're most concerned about. So although we have breakthrough cases are mild, so certainly if you're going to be in an environment, know the people you're around, know that they're all vaccinated is probably key because, as you mentioned, Delta is still around, the dangerous one. And then the other is I would be really hesitant to doing like a big, large gathering where you have no clue who the individuals are around you. I'd be a little cautious at this time for an event like that.
So the moral of the story here is you could still have fun. You can absolutely have fun, but you just need to be safe about it. And getting vaccinated is a huge step just to understand and know who you're with. And you know, before I let you go here, Dr. Most, the testing, I mean, that is a huge thing. I was talking about this at the beginning of the show, sort of my frustration trying to get an at-home test recently. Everywhere I would go, just sold out. And I just think that we just need to be testing more. And then when you go to a place for a PCR test, sometimes you got to wait a couple days.
That's right. You know, the testing is going to even be more strained as we have more and more cases. Abbott makes a great, great Binax test. I don't think they can make them fast enough when you look at the rate of positive tests and the rate of individuals who are getting this. So testing is going to be hard to get and they're going to be hard to find. And like you said, the labs that are doing the PCR testing are stressed as well. Well, we used to be able to turn those around in say, 10 hours, 12 hours. Now it is going to be a couple of days. And by that time, the value of the test may be gone.
Right. And really quickly, the at-home tests, can we rely on those? Is that something that's a good thing?
Yeah, they're not as sensitive or specific as, the PCR tests. They're an antigen test. But certainly you can, especially, and the reason that they give you two of them is they know, when you buy the test, there's two tests in there. They know that if one is negative and the next one is negative, great chance that it's negative. If one's negative, next one's positive, great chance it's positive. In other words, you're going to have the two tests to make sure that you're getting the accurate result. You have more false negatives than you will false positives.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Central DuPage Hospital. Really, thank you for all your work and your time explaining this to all of us, because this is sometimes confusing. It's difficult. But I know you've been on with a bunch of hosts here on WGN. I always enjoy listening to you. And thank you for all you've done. And happy holidays to you.
You too, Mike. Have a good one. Everybody stay safe and we'll get through this.
Absolutely. We will get through this. Get vaccinated. Mask up. And we will beat this thing.